Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of November, recording at 9:18 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, first, here, just a quick review of what we've been seeing today. Of course, the U.S. markets are closed for the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and a very happy Thanksgiving to all of my American subscribers, although you really shouldn't sneak away from the family to listen to this audio. But highlights. The Asian stock market's pretty firm here generally. Now, some of these have slowed down. Japan, not surprisingly, has gone into a slower rate of advance overall. I certainly don't think it's over by any means, but the breakout from the base formation on the Nikkei at 12,000, remember way back at that level? It's currently 14,742. But when it broke above the 12,000 level, that completed the very, very large Type 3 ranging base formation. And this was recognized by many technicians around the globe and rightly trumpeted. And with such an important market as Japan, when something like that happens, you usually get a very persistent advance that then eventually reaches a level where it creates the wall of worry. And it doesn't end, but it goes into a slower rate of advance, which takes place over a longer period of time. And that's when you tend to see the step sequence, where you get a trading range, and then it'll break up out of that, and then you get another trading range, which may sit on top of the old trading range, or close to it, and then you get another small step upwards, and so on. And we're in that stage now, and I expect it of the trading ranges, one above another, and I expect that to continue for a while longer, certainly against this overall background of generally ebullient stock markets. Now, it wasn't too ebullient in Europe today. We had a little bit of profit taking, but nothing at all significant. The biggest decline was only 0.44 of 1%. And therefore, this global rally is well and truly intact, and will remain so as long as we don't take out those October lows. Now, at this stage, we've had such a good bounce off those October lows that I wouldn't want to see those levels retested, and they're not going to be retested without some significant downward dynamics off higher levels. So we won't have to. We would be alerted. Is the point I'm trying to make. And what's fueling all this? Well, liquidity. And it's going to be a lot more bullish for stock markets than it is going to be for government bonds, for instance. And it's also very bullish for this precious metals sector. And liquidity helps the global GDP growth, and it's bullish for all of the resources in general. Now, let's go to the US dollar for a moment, a bit steadier in here today, but it's still struggling a bit. Now, maybe that's a bit harsh. Some would argue that it's just consolidating on the dollar index above the breakout point, ditto the euro redistributing below its breakdown point, and the dollar consolidating above its breakout point against the Swissie. But needless to say, we have not, after breaking above an obvious resistance level that everyone in currencies was aware of, that 90 level on the US dollar index, we have certainly not had the type of explosive move that we've seen in Japan, which is the hallmark of base completion in a very strong bull market. Instead, we had a little step above the parapet, and it's just been messing about and just ranging, sitting above that level. The dollar's trend is not strong, therefore, in my view, and so I'm a nervous bull with a couple of dollar positions against the euro and the Swissie. I think there are more interesting situations around than currency trades at the moment in this well, from the perspective which we should all adopt, I think, as judges in an international beauty contest. And stock markets and precious metals, certainly resources generally, look a lot more attractive. Now, the oils have been the real wallflowers recently here among the resources. And that may continue for a little while longer, although I suspect we're getting a bottoming process here in the crude. And note the change in sentiment. Up at $70, everybody was, no, not everybody, but a number of forecasts were in the $100 level or above on a longer term perspective. And the tendency was to quote those forecasts. More recently, we're getting forecasts of $40, $35, and a widespread tendency to quote those forecasts. That tells us what people have done. They've come out of the speculative longs in the energy sector, and they have some speculative shorts. Now, what else to mention here for you in this quiet day? Well, I think that's pretty much it. Nothing much else going on. Gold was a little steadier in here today. Spot gold, the futures, of course, aren't trading with the U.S. market closed, but spot gold closed up 99 cents here at 493.49. That's it, folks. Have a splendid evening. Or breakfast, if you're listening to this broadcast on the other side of the world. All the best.